You're listening to the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Stay tuned while we engage, educate, and empower you to live an active and healthy lifestyle. Let's get going. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 2 of the CCB Health and Fitness Show. I am Ryan Van Praet, your host. I'm your registered kinesiologist, your coach, your mentor, the guy that maybe you can get a laugh or two from, but hopefully you're going to get a lot of information from as well. So on the very first episode, we covered basically who were the Canadian Council of the Blind, or who is the Canadian Council of the Blind, what is the CCB podcast, this podcast that you're listening to, and the different programs that you're going to hear from, being myself on the CCB Health and Fitness Show, and Kim from the Get Together with Technology Show, and also any other news and information relevant to the Canadian Council of the Blind. So thanks for joining us for this episode. And today, really what I wanted to talk about was starting out in a fitness routine and starting out in a healthy and active lifestyle. And when I say the word fitness, people kind of cringe. They're like, oh, you know, they picture bodybuilding and push-ups and, you know, sweating a lot. And although sweating is perfectly great and actually highly recommended, and we'll cover that another time, you know, this is not about a bodybuilding gym rat kind of, you know, how do you get, you know, buff show. As explained in the very first show, this is about leading an active and healthy lifestyle so you can have that happy lifestyle. So you don't feel like everyday chores are beating you down. You know, you can keep up with the family and friends. You can do the things that you want to do, all while preventing those common chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes and, you know, risk of stroke and, you know, joint damage, etc. So that's really what this program is about. And that's what we really want to focus on. Again, I'm here as your coach, as your guide, to answer those questions. And if you want to go to the gym and get buff, well, you know, I'm not a buff guy. I'm a pretty skinny guy, but, you know, I can help you out and give you those tips and tricks. And if you want to play a particular sport and want to know how that's adapted for somebody who is blind or visually impaired, again, I can help you with that. But really, the main question is, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in terms of health and fitness? And let's work together to get you those answers. So oftentimes the hardest part about, you know, changing a habit and getting into a routine, you know, let's assume that you're active in terms of, you know, you walk around your house, you do your chores, you do the daily things that you kind of have to do. And that's fantastic, right? I'm a silver lining in the cloud kind of guy, and that's fantastic. And certainly we don't want to say that that's not good enough. What we want to get you to understand, though, is that in terms of longevity and health and wellness and health and fitness, you know, there's this word called progression. And really, it's about progressing and challenging yourself little by little. And, you know, one of the favorite quotes we had with one of my coworkers was, if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. So, you know, if you're at the peak top fitness, you know, in whatever sport or activity you're doing, then maybe you don't need to challenge yourself as much. And you're pretty happy just status quo. But in all honesty, nobody really is ever there. So even the top level athletes, they want to challenge themselves and get better. The people who are on the couch and looking to, you know, to feel better, right? You're not thinking about, oh, I need to build muscles and strengthen my joints and, you know, what kind of clothes do I need to wear? You're just like, man, I just don't feel good. I don't have the energy I want. I'm kind of in a rut, you know, and psychologically things go along with that, right? A bit of that depression, that anxiety about how am I ever going to get out of this rut? And so that's really what we're aiming to do here is to help you take those first steps. So, you know, we're going to get into maybe in the third episode, a principle called the FIT principle. So that's frequency, intensity, type, and time. And that's really a template on how to take those first steps. And I figure we can dedicate an episode towards that because, you know, it's not tricky by any means. It's pretty straightforward, but really there's a good chunk of information. And especially for the first little while you're getting to know me and I'm getting to know what you guys want, I'm trying to keep these episodes fairly short for you so you don't get bored of me too soon. So before we get into that fit principle, you know, the template of how to actually start the fitness routine, you know, we really want to help you get started to make that decision in your brain before we ever get your body moving. And for those that have already done that, awesome, great work, you know, with me and with your peers, we'll keep you moving. But really today I wanted to ask those that, you know, maybe aren't convinced yet, you know, they're thinking, well, it's fine. You know, I don't need to do anything. My exercise comes from walking up three steps from, you know, the basement where I watch TV to my kitchen where I get my food out of the fridge and then back. Right. So, you know, you don't really care. Right. And that's not a bad thing. That's just reality, right? You're not in that headspace. You know, you feel fine more or less. And my argument there would be, well, you feel fine, but we could make you feel lots and lots better by getting you out and active. But, you know, this is more for the ones that, you know, you've probably had the family member maybe say, hey, you know, you should probably get out and get a little more active. You know, I'm kind of worried about, you know, your mental state, even that, you know, you're kind of just in the house a lot and you're kind of seem bummed out and we really want you to feel better. Well, that's another reason to get going. So I'd say really where this stems from is my experience back working in cardiac rehab, where you see individuals who have had something pretty traumatic happen to them. And in discussions with them, they said, you know what, in hindsight, I really wish I would have taken that first step. So those are kind of the ones I'm speaking to in this particular podcast. Is we can go on and talk about all the fancy tips and tricks and the fit principle and all the adaptations that can be made for people with vision loss in participating in activities and getting out there and finding guides and all that sort of stuff. But for the ones that are still in that, they call it pre-contemplation. So you're not even contemplating getting out and getting active. It's not on your radar. You don't really care, right? You've got other things in life to worry about and life's super busy. And that's perfectly understandable. And it's not saying that your head is in the wrong place because you're not super pumped about being active. It's to say that activity for various reasons is an equal part of your life, not only in, you know, the physical benefits they can provide you, but also with the psychological benefits as well. And the physical benefits aren't about making you that super athlete, but the physical benefits we're talking about here are that chronic disease management. And I guess ask yourself this question: have you ever gone to your doctor and your doctor says, well, you know, are you active? And you're just like, sure, yeah, I go up and down my stairs a few times and I do my laundry and, you know, I vacuum, etc. And that's fantastic. The other question would be, are you capable of doing more? And we can get into that later. So that's that whole, does it challenge you to change you? But really the question here is, if your doctor's ever asked you, do you exercise? Are you active? And you say, well, you know, I do my house chores, etc. But the doctor then says, well, I'm a bit concerned. You're a few pounds overweight. Your blood sugar readings over the past 3 or 4 months have really slowly been creeping up. Your blood pressure is now at a point where we're going to have to give you some medications to help counteract the rise in the blood pressure. And that's really where I want to grab people's attention is, yeah, you might not feel that you want to exercise for the sake of exercise. And that's, you know what, that's fine. Some people, they find their joy, they find their release, they find their euphoria in other activities and reading and listening to music and video games. But what we're talking about here is how physical activity is that vital role in so many other life processes. So if you have had that conversation with your doctor and you're still not convinced, you know, the doctor hasn't I don't want to use the word scare, but hasn't convinced you really that being active is appropriate, that, you know, the fear of going on lots and lots of medications, and, you know, all the stuff that can happen, if that hasn't sunk in yet, then really the question that I want to pose today and today's topic is, when do you say when? And the reason we bring that up is if you're not made up in your mind, at least a little bit, you don't have to be totally convinced that exercise is going to be this amazing thing, but even in your mind a little bit, have you made up and made that decision to say, you know, I think I'm worth it. I'm worth it as a human being. I'm worth it in terms of I want to do lots of great things in my life, and I don't really want to be on 20 different medications, and I don't want to die of a heart attack or a stroke. You know, am I worth it? And that's in that pre-contemplation phase, right? You're really battling with, you know, all the different things you have to do during the day, and what's going to be the most value for your life. And my question is, and I want you to really think about it, is when do you say when? And that motivation comes from seeing people who didn't say when soon enough, and something happened, and they had that, oh man, moment, or that oops moment, where they thought, oh, if I had only taken the steps a little bit earlier, you know, I wouldn't have all these medications. I wouldn't be stressed about, you know, paying for the medications, or remembering to take the medications, or the side effects of the medications, or when the medications stop working, you know, the heart attack, the risks of stroke. So really it's about saying, when do you say when? When do you say, okay, you know what? Now is the proper time to take action and start exercising. And that's really the very, very first step. It's that pre-contemplation. It's saying, you know what, exercise is equal importance in my life to, you know, some other things. So it might not be the most important thing in your life, but it's important enough that you feel that you're going to take that step. So then you go from pre-contemplation, you move into contemplation, which is basically saying, okay, I'm really thinking about this now. You know, I think it's important. I probably should do this. And then you move into that preparation phase where you actually take those next steps. So, you know, I can help you with that preparation and action and getting you going. But those sort of quieter moments before all the action happens is really where you've got to really search your soul and really determine what's important to you. And you know, if the prospect of taking lots of medications is not a big deal, if you know, the fear of various chronic disease is not a big deal, well, I mean, so be it, right? And that's fine. I think the really best thing to do is have people have conversations with people that have had the whoops moment. So, you know, having people who are at risk of all these diseases talk to people who have actually had, you know, the disease come to fruition, or the incident come to fruition, and then they become more motivated and they go, oh, yeah, it's maybe a little bit of preemptive action on my part is worth it, like a little bit of exercise here and there. And again, I can't stress enough the psychological benefits that come from it. It's part of that whole quagmire, that whole puzzle of the pre-contemplation aspect, where you're not even thinking about it. It just doesn't strike your radar, because what you're thinking about maybe is, you know, you just feel kind of bummed. You're kind of lost. You don't have that purpose. You've got some anxiety. You're stressed out. All those other things that you think need to be taken care of first can be helped with adopting a lifestyle of activity. And that's the tricky part, right? Is getting people from that place where they don't even really think about activity to the place where they realize that even that little tiny bit of activity has all the spin-off benefits of decreased anxiety and depression and increase in social networks, etc. So I'm hoping that makes sense. Really, that's, I figured, would be a great topic for episode number two, before you dive into all the stuff that really excites me and we've got all the information on, it's really getting the people out there that, you know, obviously you've come to listen to this podcast and hopefully it's not by accident. Hopefully you're at the point where you've maybe started thinking about it a little bit, but you're just not convinced. I've seen what happens kind of on the other side, and by all means, please do not think I live a perfectly healthy lifestyle. Absolutely not, right? I love my wine. I love my potato chips, but I also love to be active. And so we all battle, and we all will continue to battle, but it's that law of averages, and you'll probably hear me say this often, is there's never 100% one way or another. I think if it's the law of averages, if on average you lead a generally healthy lifestyle, you'll reap the benefits of it. So, you know, the fact that you found this podcast maybe means that you're thinking about it a little bit and you're just trying to think about taking that next step. And I basically say, when do you say when? When do you finally go, okay, now is the time? And the first step is the hardest. It's always the hardest because you don't even know where to put that first step. You know what? Okay, I should be active. What does that mean? And I get that, right? And that's exactly what I'm here to help you with. So the next episode will be all about that. It'll be all about taking those first steps, putting together a very basic plan to become active. But I really want to encourage you to invest in yourself in that regard, to say, you know, now is when I say go. This is when I'm going to do it. This is when I'm going to start. I'm not going to wait for all those potentially bad things to happen. And, you know, I've heard all the rationale and stuff. I've heard, well, my blood pressure is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong. My doctor, you know, I go there and he checks my blood pressure and it's fine. And then my next question is, well, how many medications are you on? And they say, well, 4 or 5. And yeah, and that's not your body being fine. That's your body relying on medications to help it do its job. And thank God for medications. Absolutely. And they keep us alive a really long time. And one of the things we're going to teach you is about how your body can learn to do these things by itself, right? How can it regulate its blood pressure and its blood sugars by itself? And that's the thing is your blood pressure isn't fine if you're on 5 different medications. Let's try to get your body to do that naturally, and physical activity is a good way to do that. So that's the question to ponder for today is when to say when to invest in yourself, and when to say, you know what, I'm gonna take on that challenge of stepping outside of my comfort zone and adopting even a modicum of a physically active lifestyle. So that's going to be episode 2, short and sweet, pretty much. But that's the precursor, right? Before we get into anything in depth, anything that really, you know, dives into the details of physical activity and all the benefits, we really want to get people motivated to get started. And I'm here for that, right? I'm here to be your resource. If you don't know where to start, that's what I'm here for. Creating that peer community, that's what we're all here for. So I'm glad you found the podcast. I'm hoping that, you know, you're taking some of this to heart and saying, hey, now is as good time as any. Might as well get going. So super pumped to continue on in this journey. Please send any questions that you have. You can comment on the podcast. You can email me. I think that's a great way to do it as well. You can comment on Facebook if you have Facebook questions, or if you have questions, you can put them on Facebook. Emailing me any questions, or not even a question. If you say, you know what, I've heard the topic you're talking about. I'm struggling, right? I just don't get it. I don't get why I should be active. Well, you know what? We're not going to convince every single person, but I'd love to have a conversation with you. I'd love to ask, you know, just a few questions and just to get you thinking about it. And certainly we can just have that conversation. You know, I'm not a great salesman. I'm just enthusiastic about what I'm talking about. And I want you to give you a different perspective on things. So emailing me is the best way to do it. ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So that's ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Awesome, everybody. So thank you so much once again. This is episode 2. Coming up in episode 3, we're going to learn a little bit more about the FIT principle. So have an awesome day and get out there and get moving. Cheers.